Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. In our busy daily lives, it's easy to overlook parts of the world around us, whether you don't even hear the birds chirping in the morning or you don't take the time to acknowledge the young man that lives on the neighbor's stoop. Maybe you look right through the vista of the lake, or you don't notice the architecture of the building that you work in every day. Maybe your mind is somewhere else. Well, sometimes art can remind us of our surroundings, open our eyes to our daily lives, and get us seeing more than we thought was there. Past Radio Gallery guests Emma Rustin and Chris Dunn have produced another local art exhibit going up at Washington Artists Cooperative Gallery that does just that. Chris Dunn shares his glimpses into the under-the-radar people and places in Duluth. He joins us today on Radio Gallery.
My name is Christopher Dunn, and the medium I use is Copic markers on marker paper. Drawings are called marker renderings that I picked up in college when I was going to school for industrial design. Sort of slick-looking drawings of a blender or a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah,
that's what I was trained to do.
Can you share some details about what's in the new show, Hootenanny?
It's all Duluth. These are all from Central Hillside and downtown areas of our neighborhood. And I start with photos, and I take them home, and then I draw from those. Yeah. I originally began by taking pictures of what I thought were really interesting buildings in the maybe lesser-known areas. And I found that while taking the photos, people would almost always walk through the frame. And then I realized that the people were more interesting. And so now I have a set of people drawings from the neighborhood.
So they're really vignettes.
Yes, they are. They are. They tell a little story.
Is there a story to these works, or is it really just a little bit of an urban tale?
There's no moral or anything. Each one is sort of its own. It's really has impacted my life, because when you drive a truck, you have a lot of time to think and to reminisce on past opportunities that you missed. And then having opportunity to do fine art really gives you a nice thing to refocus on in a positive way. I hope that maybe just to show the other interesting aspects of Duluth and the people in it. Aside from the, everything we have is so charming. And so this is maybe the B side, but it still is very charming. You know, like for example, the Sacred Heart Church, which I had never even seen. And I think it's just because when you're in your car, you literally can't see it through the roof of your car. But when you're out walking and then you realize what is there. So, and there's, where I grew up, we didn't have these brick structures that are so old. So I'm constantly fascinated by them and then the people that live there.
Hootenanny opens this Friday at 6 p.m. at the Washington Gallery at 315 Lake Avenue in Duluth with the work of Chris Dunn and Emma Rustin. The gallery is open Saturdays and Sundays from 12 to 5. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen, Liz Peterson, with music by Willie Murphy and support from the Zeitgeist Arts Cafe. To listen to this episode again, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.